This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The debate over intelligence reform will be decided in part by Congress. President Bush has now endorsed the creation of a national intelligence director and a new counterterrorism center. The president did not support exactly the reforms that the 9/11 Commission proposed. Now Congress gets the competing versions. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly covers intelligence and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So what are the differences between what this commission proposed and what the president says he now wants?
Well, the president has broadly endorsed the proposals laid out by the 9/11 Commission, those two reforms of creating a national intelligence director and creating a counterterrorist center are the sort of centerpieces of the 9/11 panel's recommendations. But I think the devil will prove to be in the details here. The 9/11 panel, for example, had said they want the intelligence czar, as it's being called, to be based at the White House, to be the president's closest advisor, to have the clout of being in the White House and to have immediate access to the president. President Bush yesterday came out and said he doesn't buy that. He thinks this person should have a freestanding office located somewhere else. And his argument is that doing it that way would shield this person from political pressure. Now, it's not clear, of course, whether that would be the case. We have this ongoing controversy over pre-war intelligence on Iraq and whether the CIA perhaps yielded some to political pressure, despite being all the way out in Langley, Virginia. A couple other differences. Should this person have cabinet-level rank? That's something that will still have to be ironed out. And a biggie, should this person be able to set the budget for intelligence agencies? The president's version does not include that, just says they could coordinate the budget.
And you could look at all this as bureaucratic detail, but the essential question here is how much power this director will have over these many different intelligence agencies, right?
And that's something that is going to be very, very controversial. We have already heard reaction from some of the 9/11 commissioners saying, if you don't give this national intelligence director power over the budgets, this person has no teeth. What's the point? You're just creating another level of bureaucracy. Similar sentiments yesterday from Jay Rockefeller, a powerful senator who's the ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, also arguing you got to give this person budgetary power or it's all just window dressing. And then, of course, we're going to have people weighing in from the actual intelligence agencies, from the Pentagon. These are people who know the business better than any of us. I think this debate will go on for a while and be quite heated.
And all this means a busy month for Congress.
What normally shapes up to be a sleepy month in August is not going to go that way this year, it doesn't look like. We already had one hearing late last week on the Hill. Today, both the House and the Senate, there's committees coming back to debate these reforms. And the Senate side today, the Governmental Affairs Committee is gathering specifically to go through this proposal of creating a national counterterrorism center and how that would work. So that's the action today, but there are hearings nearly every day, it seems, this month.
Does the president's decision to support the creation of an intelligence czar, whatever you want to call it, mean that there will be one?
Well, I think it's safe to say there's probably a growing sense of inevitability about this. Even people who oppose this, for example, some CIA officials who have said this is not a good idea, now talk about it sort of in terms of saying, well, all right, if you're going to do this, let's make sure it happens this way, this way, and this way, and this way. So I think there, compared to where we were a few months ago when this was just not even on the radar, I think there is a sense that reform is necessary. It's going to happen. You have had John Kerry, the Democratic candidate for president, weighing in and saying he ultimately endorses absolutely everything the 9/11 Commission has proposed. The president, as we've said, has now weighed in supporting it. So I think in some form or another, this is likely to come to pass.
And Mary Louise, what does it mean that at the same time these reforms are being debated, we have terror alerts here in the United States again, alerts against financial institutions and intelligence agencies coming out and telling us what they know?
That is the backdrop for all of this. On Sunday, we got an extraordinarily detailed public summary of intelligence that has been gathered targeting five financial institutions in Washington, in New York, in Newark, New Jersey. The security has been enormous since then, of course. I understand this morning in Washington, they're closing more streets around the Capitol. So if anything, it's being increased. Though emerging, I suppose you could call it a sort of reassuring note, we're now being told by an increasing number of senior officials that perhaps that threat information was a few years old. doesn't mean it wasn't dangerous, but it's not clear that this was actually a plan that was active in terms of casing these buildings, that this was something that was continuing to the present day.
So maybe it was overstated, at least in some people's viewpoints?
I don't know. Senior officials say the fact that, you know, they were casing things is enough to have ratcheted up the threat level, and we know that Al-Qaeda plans 4 years, so the fact that this was planned a few years ago doesn't mean they wouldn't have acted on it at some point, and that it wasn't right to take these precautions.
Mary Louise, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.